Great. Having already stated my name, like the majority of the population, I was raised to believe that climate change was a threat to our planet. I took ecosystem management at Sir Sanford Fleming College in Lindsay. In my spare time, I researched the science behind climate change in the hopes that one day I would work for the UN. I found in my research that the doomsday predictions were based on flawed science and stemmed from unelected international organizations. The policies that they are recommending have undermined our rights and our sovereignty. And I would like to give a background on that before I address the reports on your agenda tonight. In 1992, Canada signed on to the UN Agenda 21. A total of 178 nations agreed because this international agreement promised to bring big money for going green. Quote, once signed, Canada became a UN member state, a nation state, and was no longer a sovereign country under the rule of law and the supremacy of God. And everything I'm stating tonight, I will send you all the documentation to and from their own words stating what I'm saying. It was then that all towns in Canada and every other country that signed on were, in a sense, abandoned and merged with others to form UN city-states, of which Peterborough is now one. By the year 2000, we saw countries now being governed by the direction of the United Nations, the G7, the G20, the Council of Foreign Relations, the World Bank, and the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization as well, and the International Council on Local and Environmental Issues. I believe that acronym is pronounced ICLEI, but you can, or ISIL, you can correct me which one. Instead of following parliamentary procedures for law changes, the municipal primer, which looks like this, the title of it, the title page, was sent to all our local towns in 1994 and outlined how they would restructure their governments, their municipal governments. In this primer, you will see that our public officials, our elected mayor and council, are now partnered with a private corporation called the City of Peterborough, all caps. This is a private corporation, not a public. And working alongside with that corporation's chief administrative officer, I believe a new one is now in place, Jasbir Reina, if I'm pronouncing that incorrectly, working alongside him to implement the global agenda instead of a local one, and committing public funds to private sustainable initiatives, development goals, and foreign investors under the guise of saving the planet. Now to look at your reports. First report, PEAC 23-010. Here is a plan. In here is a link to a plan that identifies measures required to achieve net zero by 2050. The measures in that plan include a vague reference to targeting mobility. This report would nominate one of you to sit on an upcoming advisory group hosted by an unnamed